Blog Talk Radio.
I do have a book that is available. It's called 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. And the book takes you into the heart of the Father through dreams and the interpretation of the dreams. You know, God is speaking on today, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is also speaking on behalf of God. And in this book, God says what he wants his people to know. What does he want you to know on today? Well, he wants you to know that he loves you, that he died for the sins of the world, that you are able to make it in a day and age when trials and tribulations are all around. You've got to get the book. Amazon.com, you can get the book there. AlyssaNarvaez.com, you can get the book there as well. 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. It is a prophetic piece. We just want to lift up the true and living God on today. Today is our Sunday service on today. Amen. And God is going to minister to you on today, amen, about coming first. Amen. How many of us know that, amen, God desires to be first in our lives? Amen. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift you up even right now, Jesus. We invite you into the midst, the middle of the service, Heavenly Father. We ask that you take complete control. We ask that you move by your Spirit, God. I pray for the listeners, God, each and every individual that is out there under the sound of my voice, Heavenly Father. I ask that you move by your Spirit, Jesus. Move, God, move by your Spirit, God, on their situation, Heavenly Father, the things that they're going through, the plagues that they're facing, Heavenly Father. Move by your glory, God. Oh, only you know, God. You know all about it, God. And so I ask that you intervene on this time. Well, men and women of God, it's time to go to the, amen, the Word of God, and we're going to Deuteronomy on the day. Oh, Shatara Sanagad. Oh, how we lift up Jesus. I just like to go as the Spirit gives utterance. Amen. Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter and the first verse. Amen. In the book, 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. Amen. God took me to, amen, a place in him that I never knew existed. Amen. To be swept up in the Holy Spirit in the middle of your dream. And when you wake up, you're in the Holy Ghost. Amen. As you arise from the sleep. Amen. Dreams that are so crystal clear. Amen. I can imagine what Daniel must have went through. Amen. When he had those dreams and God gave him the meaning of the dreams and no one else knew what the dreams meant. Amen. And that's what God does in the book. Amen. He gives messages, amen, that no one else knows how to encrypt, amen, except through his Spirit, because God is revealing on this day, amen. He said in the last day, he will pour out his Spirit upon all men. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, amen, and old men will dream dreams, and amen, and see visions, amen. And so the book, amen, is about visions, amen, that God sent, amen, to me to relate to you, amen. And what is God saying on today? Amen. You've got to get the book. It is a book, amen, that will minister to the heart and the mind of the soul. Amazon.com, get the book there. Deuteronomy 12:1, let's go. The Bible goes to say, it says, these are the statutes and judgments. Oh, Bashatasana, tell your neighbor, statute and judgment. Oh, hallelujah, God. Tell yourself, statute and judgment. Tell yourself, judgment. Somebody say judgment on today. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land. God gave this command to the children of Israel as soon as they came out of Exodus, amen, and they exit out of, hallelujah, Egypt, and they went into a new land in the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. The Bible said that Jesus told them these are, I say Jesus because Jesus was with God back then, because John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Oh, come on and help us, Holy Ghost. Come on and hit us with the Word, God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 12:1, if I could just take my time on a day, God is giving out a message. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that ye live up on the earth. You know, God is saying on a day that we possess the land. God is saying that he's given the land to us to possess it. Oh, if I had made it in the land of the living, David said, we got to make it in this land because this is the land that God has given us to live in. Oh, yes, we're living in a land on a day. Move, Spirit, by your glory. Move, Holy Ghost. God is saying on a day that you are in your own land. I'm in my own land, and you're in your own land. But the Bible says that all things are of God. And the Bible goes to read, ye shall utterly destroy all the places. And this is what God told us to do. He told us to destroy all of the high lands and the high places. He told us when he established us in the land to destroy all the things that don't represent him. So what are you saying on a day, woman of God? What I'm saying on a day is God has given us a full commission. He's given us an authority to walk and step on the neck of the enemy. All high things that don't represent him. So what are you saying, woman of God? I know that was the Old Testament. If I could teach it to you on a day. Now we're under the New Testament, which is called grace by the blood of Jesus. And things have not changed at all from the Old Testament to the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the Bible said that God said to utterly destroy all of the high places. And in the New Testament, the first commandment Jesus gives us is to love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. This is the first commandment. And next you have to, if I could teach you on a day, love your brother and as you would yourself. So what are you saying when we say love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul? That means that God comes first. For we find in the scripture in Deuteronomy 12 and 1, the Bible went on to say, in the nations that you shall possess it, and do not serve the other gods, up on high mountains and up on hills, and under every green tree, but anyhow you are to utterly destroy all the things of the other gods. And so I'm saying that we're in the New Testament, and we're to love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. And when we love God, we forsake all other things, and that means that we walk on the things of the enemy. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in the pulling down of the stronghold. It's all right to go ahead and step on the devil on a day. It's all right to go ahead and cast down all the imaginations that exalts themselves against the obedience and knowledge of God. If I could teach you on a day, we're going to a place called spiritual warfare. To keep God first means to deny the flesh. To keep God first, it means to deny the enemy. To keep God first, it means to utterly destroy the works of the devil through the anointing that breaks every yoke. What are you saying on a day, woman of God? I'm saying that God is saying, I gave my people a one-way ticket to annihilate the things of the enemy. You don't have to go through sickness and disease. You don't have to go through financial distress. Let me put it to you like this. I bought a pair of blue jeans, and they call the blue jeans distress jeans because they had all the rips and the holes in them. Oh, come on, somebody. God said on a day, you don't have to go through distress. You don't have to go through the things in your life that seem to rip you apart, rip you so much that you don't tear, but it's stress on your mind, stress on your body, stress on your psyche. You don't have to go through, God said, hell and high water. All you got to do is resist Satan, and he shall flee. Oh, come on and help me, God. What are you saying on today? I'm saying that God gave you the power to tread on the serpents. I'm saying that God gave you the strength to cast out the enemy. I told you that God gave you the power to bind up all demonic activity. Some of the things we're going through in our life is because we're allowing the enemy to crush us. But God said in his word, the first thing that you must do in Deuteronomy, when he brought the people out of that land, he said, is you shall utterly destroy all the high places. The Bible said, in that word, the word of God, he said that you shall, destroy the high mountain, and utterly overthrow their altars, and break their pillars down, and burn their groves with the fire. Oh, some of us got to just burn the fire on the head of the enemy. The fire of the Holy Spirit, it burns all things. The fire of the Holy Ghost, it burns all issues, all the things you're going through. God said financial distress is on the line. All the things that are in the finances that are wrecking your mind. You got to rob Peter to pay Paul. You can't make it your man's meat. You can't make this bill. A car note, house note, college tuition, your children need extra, somebody need extra credit on a day, you can't make it. It seems as though as soon as you get out of one financial distress, then comes another distress, another financial distress. Where are all these things coming from? You know, the enemy can hallelujah, God, attack the finances. Oh, come on and help us, God. Oh, when the people were short, God opened up the fish, and he said, render unto Caesar that which is due unto Caesar. That means that there is an attack on the finances of God's people because they didn't have enough. But God went to the cross so you could have no lack. They're doing this prosperity preaching. The prosperity of sound is getting the enemy out of your finances. Speaking of those things as though they were. You got all power to trample on the enemy. You got all power to trample on the serpent. I said you've got all power to trample on the things that don't represent God. You know, God is made out of love. He's made out of joy and the fullness thereof. Well, you can't find no love and joy inside of the stress of the financial mind. Oh, come on and help us on today, God. Do you think God desires for you to be in a financial stressful situation? God desires no distress. For God said in his word, greater is he in thee than he that is in the world. There's greater inside of you because the Holy Spirit is there. There's greater inside of you, I'm talking about your finances on today, than that's in the world. And God is saying on today that he's able to break every financial curse. Oh, yes, God said that there are financial curses out there. For we find in the book of Deuteronomy 28, he said, if you would heed to my word, I will not cause all of these, hallelujah, God, curses to come up on you, and your storehouses will be full. God said in his word, and your barns will be full. Oh, come on today, God. Show us your word on today. God is showing on today that he desires for my people to be healthy and wealthy. He said, I desire for my people to make the way. I desire for my people to have more than enough. Oh, come on and help us, God, on today. You know, God desires for your every financial need to be met in your life. Amen. And God is going this way. Hallelujah. He said, if you do these things as unto me, then I will bless you. I will lift you up. Amen. He said, you shall not do, amen, what you did to the enemy, to him, according to Deuteronomy 12 and 4. He says, ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Amen. Unto the inhabitations shall ye speak, and thither thou shalt come. Oh, come on and lift up your hands for God on a day, wherever you are. You know, God can fix your situation wherever you are. I don't care what you may be going through. God is showing finances on a day. And if you're going through a situation in your finances, God will heal your finances just to show you that he is real. But he says in his word that he wants you to put him first. This is what happened to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, amen, in the book of Exodus, and they went into a new land. God gave them a command and a decree in Deuteronomy 12 and 1. The first thing he told them was to utterly tear down the worship of the images of Baal and amen and of all the other amen demons. Hallelujah, God. And God said, build up my pillar. Build up the pillar of Jesus Christ. Build up my pillar. He said, and if you do these things, he followed back through in Deuteronomy 28 and said, if you would do these things, then I would bless your storehouses. Hallelujah, God. You got to go to Deuteronomy 28 and read at the first chapter. Hallelujah. You got to get the word for yourself. God said that he wants to bless your finances. And I see a financial blessing on the line on a day. I see a financial breakthrough on the line on a day. Go ahead and lift your hands up wherever you are to God. You know, every single day people kill themselves because they cannot meet the financial demands of their lifestyles. But I know a God that we serve, and he only wants us to meet the lifestyle of his worship. He said, if you would, hallelujah, God, I'm not, pray without ceasing. He said, if you would humble yourselves and pray, he said, all these things would be added unto you. God is looking for people that are willing to put him first. If you put God first. God said that he'll make you rulers of many. He said, if you establish my word first, he said, as for this house, it will serve God. Sometimes the things that we're looking for are only found in the simple fact that if we kept God first, you know, God is able to make all grace abound to you. Lift your hands wherever you are. God is able to do it. And God shows in his word over and over and over again that if you would put him first, then he would bless you mighty. God is the creator of every metric system. God is the creator of every financial system. God is the creator of the American dollar. God is the creator of the yen, and God owns all of the gold. Oh, come on and help me, God. God said there isn't anything in the earth that he does not own, for he said in his word all things were created for him. So you're saying that money was created for God. Well, yes, it was created for God so that he could use the hand of money to determine his will, to make his will come to pass. We serve a very intelligent God. We serve a God, Obashata Son of God, that knows how to make money come out of the mouth of a fish. We serve a God that knows how to feed 5,000. We serve a God that knows how, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, on today. We serve a God that knows how to close the mouth of the lion. And we serve a God that has all of your financial answers in the palm of his hand. And God wants you to put him first on today. If my people who were called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, then all of these things will be added unto him. And God wants to add increase to you on today. Oh, we just pray by your spirit, God. Lift your hands unto the Lord. We pray even right now, God, that you would move by your glory, God, and touch the finances of the people, God. Some people need breakthrough, God, for those new businesses, oh, Father God. Some people need breakthrough, God, for new projects, God. I just see new projects, Jesus, all over the land, God. And your people are saying, if I only had the money, if I only had the resources, if I only had the tools, oh, help us, God, on the day. Break down the stronghold of the enemy that is attacking the finances of the people on the day, God, that's preventing them from walking into destiny, that's preventing them from walking into, hallelujah, their victory. Oh, move by your spirit. Fear, God. Move by your glory, God. Oh, the message is very clear on the day, God, that you want to bless the people on the day, God. But we've got to put you first, God. That means we forsake all of others, God. And we take up our cross and we follow you, oh, Father God. Help the people, oh, Father God. Move by your spirit, oh, Father God. Help them take up the cross, God, and follow you on the day. Oh, move by your glory, God. Oh, I pray for bank accounts on a day, God, that they may be covered and protected in the blood of the Lamb, God. I pray for bank accounts on a day, God, that the devil steals no more on a day, God. Oh, move by your spirit, God. I ask that financial debt be wiped out, oh, Father God, on a day. I ask that you move by your glory on a day, God. Oh, yes, we're a repentant people, God, and we repent of every sin and iniquity, God. And we've repented, oh, Father God, everything that has not been like you, God. We have repented in our spirits, God. And as a result, God, we ask that you move by your glory, God. You said that you would not withhold any good thing from us, God. If we would pray and believe, God, I ask that you bring millionaires into existence, God. I ask that you touch those, God, who have a billionaire calling on their lives, God, for the greater good of the kingdom, God. I ask that you move even right now, God. I ask that you open up the doors of the windows of heaven, God, and pour out blessings, God. There's no room enough to receive, God. Some of us have been faithful, God. Oh, move by your glory, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, how I know you're able, God. Oh, how I know you're willing, God. Oh, move, God, on the finances of the people, God. Move move, Jesus. Oh, create financial millionaires on a day, God, so that it could be used for your glory, God. Move, use to advance the kingdom, God. Use to uplift and upbuild the kingdom, God. Use to save souls, God. Use to witness and minister, God. Oh, use, God. Oh, use the people, God. Oh, move by your glory, God. Oh, yes, lift up those hands. God is going to send you a financial breakthrough on today. Oh, do it, Jesus. Oh, I know you're able, God. Oh, do it in your people, God. Do it in the finances, God. Give them wisdom, God, to keep the finances, God. Give them wisdom, God, to break through territories, God. I see folk even breaking through territories, places that did not even belong to them, but God is breaking them through. Oh, move by your spirit, God. He said it's all for his glory, God. Oh, bashatasana, God. Oh, how you're able to do it, God. Oh, move, God. Move for the resources, God. Oh, give folk breakthrough, God, in the resources, God. Oh, move by your glory, God. Move by your splendor, God. Move, God. Let every financial bill be met. I even see folk with financial bills from hospitals and health care. Let the debt be canceled on a day, God. $240,000, God. Somebody has a bill out there, God, for $240,000, God. And you move by your spirit, God. Erase the computer system's mind, God, and make it a positive, God, and no longer a negative, God. Oh, move by your glory, God. Move by your spirit, God. Oh, move, God. You said that we could have it if we ask. You said we have not because we ask not. Oh, come on and move, God. Take the stress out of the mind, God, of your people, God. Some folk can't make it in their mind, God, for all they're thinking about are bills, God. Some folk don't have enough, God, to even put on the table, Jesus. Oh, move by your glory, God. I pray for the people, God. Oh, move by your glory, God. You said let them call for the elders of the church. If any man be sick, God, and anoint their head with oil, God. I see sick finances on the day, God, and I anoint the head, oh, Father God, of each every individual, God, in the spirit realm, God, that's under the sound of my voice, God. I anoint their head with oil, God, in the prayer of faith, God, of their finances, God, will save the spiritually sick finances, God. Oh, move by your glory, God. Oh, move by your spirit, God. Oh, move, Jesus. Oh, move, God, on the people, God, on their situations, God, financial tuitions, God, for education, God, meet every need, God, meet every broken need, God. Some folk need money, God, for their finances, for school, God. There are parents out there and people who are not even responsible for other individuals, but you've taken up the cross of sending other people to college, and you need the money to meet the finances. And, God, I ask that you move by your spirit, God, and meet every need, even right there, God. Oh, shatarasana, God. I'm praying for the people on the day, God. You said if my people would humble themselves and pray, and all I've heard you say on the day is pray, Nikki, pray. And if you want to turn the service into a prayer service, that's all right with me, God. We lift up our hands, God, for we know through prayer is the key to you, God. Through prayer, God, is the key to our deliverance, God. Prayer stops the works of the enemy, God. Let us bind up all the things, oh, Father God, every demonic activity, God, that's attacking our finances on a day, God, and we kick the devil out, God. We send the enemy back to hell from which he came, God, to be bamboozled and attack his own finances, God, for him not to have enough, God, for him to have lack, oh, Father God, for him to be desolate, God, for him to be in a desert land, God, for him to be in a wilderness place, God, and move by your spirit, Jesus. Move on each and every individual, hallelujah, God, that has, hallelujah, taken the time, oh, Father God, to put you first. Move on each and every individual, Heavenly Father, that has taken the time to be a part, amen, of the service on a day, God. Even to the first, second, third, and fourth generations, moved by your Spirit, Jesus. Save that which is lost, save that which is broken, and heal that which is sick, and bind up and mend the broken heart on a day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the middle of the service. We thank you for moving by your Spirit. There's no other God that is like you. And as you said in your word, hallelujah, God, the first thing that we must do, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, is that we must put you first. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deuteronomy 12:1, you said these are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land, which the Lord thy God of thy fathers give thee to possess it. All the days that ye live upon the earth, ye shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which ye shall possess serve other gods, up on the high mountains and up on the hills, under every green tree. The message was very clear on today, God. You let us know that we possess the land. It says all the days that you live upon the earth, we live upon the earth, God. And so the message has been very clear, God. You said that this is the judgment and this is the statute, this is the law that we do follow, Heavenly Father, that we shall utterly destroy all the high places. And you even took it further to the next commandment, God, the New Testament. You took it further there. You said the first thing that we must do is love you with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. So that carries over from Deuteronomy 12:1 to utterly destroy the high places and to put you first. It carries over into the New Testament. We thank you for showing that to us and teaching us. You are the Christ of the church. You are the church. And so we thank you for showing us on today that we don't have to live in financial distress. We thank you for even guiding, hallelujah, the service. You guided us with what to pray for, because you're going to send financial breakthrough to the people. And so we thank you on today. We thank you for moving by your Spirit in the service, God. And we lift you up. We magnify you. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. This is the Miracle Network Church, and I will see you the next time. May the glory of God be with you. Bye-bye and be blessed.